What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Enjoy the Podcast. I will turn that down in post. I mean, obviously, we got lovely Los in the house.
Oh, my gosh.
Where's the R&B track?
I'll do the post.
Ah, okay, cool.
Yeah, pretend like it's there.
Make sure we include that.
And then we got JD in the house. Mm-hmm. And yes, I am your host, Jared Brady, and we got another fire episode for y'all.
Let's get it.
JD, how do you feel, man?
I feel like out of everybody. Yeah.
You're gonna definitely take the cake for this episode.
Oh, for sure. I'm coming prepared. But first and foremost,
I wanted
a toast. And as we will toast from here on out, we are gonna get a show before 2020 is over, boys.
Yep.
Cheers to that.
So what's up, man?
Yeah. So today's episode is: will I be single forever? I would love to kick this off because your boy is still in Work On Me University. Your boy is still on the self-awareness tip, the self-growth tip. And I just want people to know, man, first and foremost, that if you're single, right, it could be by choice, okay? But we're going to exclude that group out right now. We're going to talk about the ones that want to be in a relationship.
And they can't figure it out.
And they came to enjoy the podcast. And you're going to learn today.
Something's gonna happen today.
So real quick, my first take is with will I be single forever? My quick response is yes.
Yes.
Hey, I didn't think you guys were gonna align on
Come
that.
Come on, Los.
Okay.
Are gonna be single forever. Ha ha.
You know?
No, I'm joking.
No, but yes is the short answer. And I wanna talk about why.
Okay.
A lot of times when relationships end, right? We, meaning men and women, are quick to point the finger.
Right.
We're pointing the finger at now our ex, saying it's not me, it's them. They didn't get their shit together. They didn't do what I wanted them to do, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
I was one of those people.
Mm.
I would point the finger to all my exes. Not me, it's them. Not me, it's them.
Yeah.
And then one fine February 2017, if I can take you back, I, for the first time ever, instead of doing this, I did this.
You looked into yourself to figure out.
I pointed the finger at myself. I took a hard look in the mirror and I was like, why is it that if I sat all my exes down at a round table and said, go ahead, roast JD, just have at it.
Yeah.
They would all have the same negative things to say about me.
So and you're I'm the common denominator.
What does that mean? I'm the common denominator.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Right? I had that moment. Thank God I had that moment. So I'm like, now what?
Yeah.
Right? So what I started to do was instead of considering all my exes as losses, I consider them as lessons. You win some, you lose some. We've all heard that, right? The new narrative is you win some and you learn some. I learned that day.
And
I learned that I was a common denominator.
So what before, I didn't mean to cut you off, but
good.
what led you to start to look at yourself? Like, you know, what led you on that path? Like,
for
how did you even get to that point?
Real simple. It was just like I knew what I wanted and I wasn't getting it. And I finally realized that my equation was totally backwards, meaning I'm thinking I'm going to take the same me into a new relationship and I'm going to get a new result. Like was my mindset back then. I'm like, what?
That makes sense.
That don't make any sense.
You're thinking of it from the perspective of like, all right, well, we ended because you.
Right.
You know?
Exactly. It's not me, it's you. So I'm pointing the finger and then I'm like, no. Again, I'm the common denominator. Now it's got to be, I got to work on myself. I got to get some self-growth going. Because I said the next one is going to be wifey. And here we are.
And you are a happily married.
Happily married husband.
So you got to let them know.
You know what I'm saying?
What was the first thing you noticed about yourself that was
a major flaw?
What sucked about you?
Exactly. I think it was my... As I now can self-diagnose, was my lack of communication. I had this thing where I'd be arguing with my partner, and once I could get my partner to understand my perspective, I thought the conversation was over with. I'm like, okay, cool, so you got it, right? We can move on. You learned, okay, cool. And I did that, and then they were like, but what about my perspective? What about my side? And I was like,
fuck that.
What do you mean? But it wasn't even like that. I was just like genuinely confused. Like, there's another side. It's not my way or the highway. I was shook. But again, that's a lineage thing. right? That's how my mom raised me.
Mm.
Maybe not intentionally, but that's what I saw. The other main problem I realized I had was I used to listen to reply instead of listen to understand.
Mm-hmm.
In order to retain information from people,
yeah.
You want to listen to them in the sense of, I'm going to go teach it to someone else. Watch how much you retain if you listen like that.
Yeah.
So I started to listen. I started to read books. I started listening to podcasts.
Yeah.
And I just really dove in. And then to wrap up why I decided to change, aside from wanting my next one to be my wife, I got a daughter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And again, I'm like, I am not the man I want my daughter to date.
Yeah.
Like, that is very clear. Put that in the bucket of I'm the common denominator. Put that in the bucket of all the other flaws, right? So I'm like, I got to get my shit together because I need to make sure that I'm the role model as a man. I'm the standard for her, right?
Yeah.
And so I started to do the work. I started to really dig in. And it was, I want to say this, it was hard. It is hard. I'm sorry. It is hard because it's not like you do all the work. I got my wife. I'm chilling now.
Yeah.
No. The work really just begins when you get your wife.
Yeah.
Until you are self-aware.
Yeah.
Until you are able to self-diagnose your flaws and your problems, take that hard look in the mirror, point at yourself every now and again, you're just going to keep going to this evil, vicious cycle of a pattern, which is taking the same you into a new relationship, thinking you're going to get a new result. Wrong. You're going to get the same old result.
Yeah. Are your exes in happy relationships right now?
I'm not sure. I have no clue. I don't look back. I don't look back because I'm not going that way. Because I'm not going that way. You know what I'm saying? But I will say this. I hope I didn't damage them too much.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I was an asshole. Yeah. I was a jerk. Yeah. I was a manipulator. Mm. I was the confuser. Because I never wanted to do the work on my own. I kept putting that on them. It's not me, it's you. It's not me and you. So I really hope I didn't do some serious damage. You know what I'm saying? Like, real talk.
Yeah, I think.
What you got, Lopes?
Yeah, no, man. It's kind of hit me with some. Uh-oh. I was like, oh, shit. Damn.
Oh, you thinking back, bro?
I'm like, hey. Damn, I'm definitely.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, I mean, there is validity to
get it.
A bad partner. So I think that there has been women in my past that I've dated that have been just as toxic as I have.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have been.
Mm-hmm.
And when I look back at all of my exes right now, they're not in relationships. So when I look back, I'm like, well,
I wasn't the problem.
Not even that I wasn't the problem, because I was toxic before.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, yeah,
I was.
Yeah, yeah.
And if you look at I think I was undateable.
Back then.
I think I was.
Yeah.
And so were they.
Right.
We were just bad for each other.
Yeah.
And I think that people bring out different sides of you when you're when you're in close
proximity.
Yeah. When you're living with somebody, they bring out different sides. The person that Chan brings out of me is not the same person that any of my exes brought out of me.
Preaching the choir.
So although I do believe in a lot of self-work.
Yeah.
I also believe that people just make really bad decisions.
To that point.
On who they want to date.
Yeah. And can I tell you, so a couple of points actually. So do you guys believe in you attract your person?
No.
It would be hard. I think so.
Actually, give me a little bit more clarity on
meaning,
what you mean.
Like the energy you put out there.
Okay.
And so who you want to receive back. Do you believe that that's a real thing?
Yes and no.
Okay.
Because I think there's times where shitty people like attract good people and vice versa.
Yeah.
Sure.
Like and it may or may not have anything to do with what you're putting out there. Like you may be a really nice person, but you just keep falling for terrible guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's maybe that's just what you're attracted to. I don't necessarily think that you're attracting them just by your energy. I think that you probably have a thing for that and that, you know, you keep going to it, but I don't think just your energy alone is like, all right, well,
yeah.
I'm attracting
douchebags.
I want
to speak on it because I believe you do. And to your point, you're right.
Yeah.
But you're proving my point. If you keep attracting the same guy, is that the guy's fault? Or is that your fault? If you keep attracting the same bad woman,
is
that the woman's fault?
Well, but you're not,
so
but you're going to that. You're picking that just as much as you're attracting it.
Yeah, but you're allowing it.
So, right. But you're still, that's your choice.
Yeah, no,
that's
totally.
Why I don't think, like, we're not, we're not like bug lights. We're not like attracting moths that are, you know what I mean? Like you're not putting out this energy that says like douchebags come holla at me.
No.
You probably see a douchebag and you're like, oh yeah, I like that.
But guess what?
There's something probably attractive about that guy.
I think that.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's probably something attractive about that type of person to you that you keep going back to them and allowing that to be in your life. But I don't think like you just doing your thing, like you're going to attract assholes and not nice guys. Like,
yeah.
I think it's just you're choosing to allow those guys to be into your, you know, in
but
your
life. But that's a pattern. And
definitely. And
because
100%,
you're right. That person doesn't recognize that that's actually a pattern. Right. That's what I mean by attracting it.
And when that goes,
so you subconsciously keep bringing in the same guy and the same girl.
Yeah. Yeah.
Until you're aware of the pattern. Like, oh, because guess what? The energy you're putting out there to that douchebag is gravitating to you because of an energy you're putting out there. So he's like, I can take advantage of her. Yeah. She's weak. She's insecure. Watch this.
I was not aware.
Yeah,
I was just in life.
You kept going through the cycle because you didn't do the work.
Yeah, I was in the wind of life. But you know, I am jaded because I always had choice. If I wanted to be in a relationship, I could. Mm-hmm. So it's hard for me to relate to the person that is chronically single. It's hard for me to relate to the person that can't find someone to love.
Yeah,
I always had somebody around.
Right.
And
but quality over quantity, though, right? Because you had a lot of quantity, but how much quality was that pool?
Well, I had I've full disclosure. Mm-hmm. I've only had 3 serious girlfriends.
Okay.
And all of those were choice.
Okay.
In between all of those, I've had women on deck.
Right.
So to speak.
Right. Sure.
And that is like where. I was really I'm really deferring to learn from what you have studied in this realm because I have been fortunate and really been lucky to kind of evolve into my thing. Like the thing that Shan always shares about me is that I'm an adapter.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
If Shan was toxic, I'm sure I would have probably been just as toxic as Shan.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But because Shan had been doing the work and I got with someone who was so involved with learning about relationships, in turn, because she set the standard, I kind of I rose to that occasion.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. So I think the reason why you did is because, so I know you say you didn't really do a lot of self-work maybe before Shan, but somewhere in there you did. Shan brought that side out of you and elevated that and put a spotlight on it. It was like, hey, look at this. And you're like, oh, I didn't even see that. Let me work on it.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Like I'm like you. I'm growing within my own marriage today. Yeah. You know, I want people to know that, again, back to that, the work just doesn't stop when you find your person. It's a continuous thing. What I really realized, which was just a crazy knowledge bomb. I got this from my therapist and I was telling him basically, long story short, that my wife didn't think that she was enough for me.
Mm.
You know, she always used to tell me, like, you ask me to do something and I do it, but then it's not enough or it doesn't last that long and why? And I feel like I'm not enough. And I couldn't really answer that. And so I talked to my therapist and he said, I can answer it for you. You're not complete yet.
Mm. But you don't think both can be true?
Both.
Do you not believe that she can be enough? And then she drops the balls and drops the ball. Do you think that both can be true? She drops the ball and she's all complete.
Yeah, there's definitely a balance.
Yeah.
But until I complete myself, I don't know if she dropped the ball or not.
Mm-hmm. So what do you mean by you were not complete? Did you figure out what he meant by that?
Yes. He asked me a simple question. What would make you happy in life? Simple. Should be.
It's not an easy question.
It's not an easy question.
Terrible question. And it's more than one thing.
It's definitely hard to answer.
Yeah.
So he asked me that and I got this pregnant pause. I'm like, and he's like, think about it. And another minute goes by and I'm like, I don't know how to answer that. And he said, that's it. You need to figure out what's going to make you happy before you ask your wife to make you happy. Because what you're trying to do is you're trying to fill a void with a person.
Okay.
No. Cannot fill a void with a person.
Yeah.
That is not the responsibility. You need to apologize to that person. I apologized to my wife after I realized that. And he said, what you want to do is you want to try to complete yourself as best as possible.
Yeah.
No one's perfect, but let's try to work on it.
Yeah.
Once you have completed yourself, now you are going to look for the complementer to what you completed, not the complicator. So I have this light bulb moment go off where I'm like, I need to complete myself first and foremost. No one is going to be able to complete JD, but JD.
Were you guys already married?
Bro, this was like 2 months ago.
Oh, wow.
Like 3 months ago. And okay. We were married. And so I go upstairs and I talk to Shay and I was like, babe, I'm like, I got it. Yeah. I'm like, I am so sorry. I started off, I'm like, I need to apologize to you. You are enough for me.
Yeah.
That's my bad. I didn't do enough of my own self-work to realize that what I'm asking you to do for me is only something I can do. So even though you're trying, it's not sustainable.
Yeah.
It's not going to last.
Yep.
Because I don't even know what the full cup would be, let alone you, right? So you keep trying to pour into my cup and it's not being full. And I'm like, keep going. And you're drained.
Yeah.
So I need to work on that for myself. I said, I apologize for you. That is not your fault. It is my responsibility to work on myself to be the husband that you deserve.
Mm-hmm.
You just sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride.
To make it more, because I feel like, all right, we have about 80% women listening to this podcast.
Yeah.
And just for me, and to flip it on the other side.
Yeah.
Yes, we have to do the work as well. Mm-hmm. We have to be self-aware, but they have to be self-aware as well.
Mm-hmm. Can I add to that really quick?
Yeah.
We repeat what we don't repair.
Yeah.
I repeat. We repeat what we don't repair.
Yeah.
So to your point, unless we work on it.
Dive into it. Oh, yeah. Okay. I feel like a lot of people listening to it, they won't really know.
Sure.
What that entails.
Because you got to self-diagnose the patterns.
Yeah.
What are you repeating?
Yeah.
What are the lessons that you can take from all of your relationships? And guess what? The worst ones are the ones with the most lessons.
What about the person that can't even get a boyfriend?
So they're not in a relationship?
No, they haven't figured out what is wrong with them.
Well, I mean, first of all, you don't know unless you try.
Yeah.
Right. And also know this. There's no such thing as a perfect guy. There's no such thing as a perfect girl.
Yeah.
Shay is perfect for me.
Yeah.
But Shay may not be perfect for you. Your Shay might not be, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Everyone to each their own, right?
Yeah.
So the only thing I would say to the person that's having a hard time even getting into a serious relationship is work on yourself.
Yeah, because I think work on yourself is a hard topic for someone who can't even figure out what's going on. So I would say for most people out there, if you're struggling to find a date, if you're struggling to figure out what is going on, look at other relationships. Look at your relationship with your coworkers. Mm-hmm. Look at your relationship with your friends.
Sure.
Look at your relationships with your mom and dad. Yeah. Look at your relationships with your siblings.
Great point.
And figure out, how are they? Are they healthy? Mm-hmm. Is there a good dynamic between you guys?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a best friend? Do you have no friends?
Yeah.
These are the things that you have to really look into. Because
there you go again.
Because I'm into the point where, like, okay, most people listening, I think work on yourself is 5 steps in. I think that is an evolution. You know,
I agree.
You're able to do it.
I'm 33. It took me years.
You've been working on yourself. You've been able to look in the mirror and figure out what's going on. I feel like most people who are in a chronic state of not being able to date somebody, they don't even know where to start.
Right.
They don't even know what's going on. So I think in my past, people that I've dated that were undateable had control issues, had a narcissistic vibe about them, only couldn't validate my perspective, like you were saying earlier.
Yeah.
There is a lot of problematic characteristics that I know will follow you in other relationships, not just a romantic relationship.
Can I ask a question to that point?
Yeah.
Do you think that has a lot to do with childhood trauma? Just childhood?
It has everything to do with childhood trauma.
It has everything to do with it. And that's another thing I would add to the person who's like, I don't even have a relationship to work within or to work towards. Like, great, no worries. Let's bring it back to childhood. Yeah. Why are you a control person?
Mm.
Why is your love language gifts?
Yeah.
Why is your love language words of affirmation, right?
Yeah.
So these are things you can figure out. And that's, to me, my quick answer is just self-work.
Yeah,
self-work, self-awareness, self-love, self-care, self. Because self-love isn't selfish. It's important. It's necessary in order for you to be successful in life in any field, relationships, work, etc.
I will flip the question onto me. What do I think characteristics that are undateable?
Yeah.
The things that pop out automatically to me is a gaslighter. is yes. narcissistic person.
Yes.
Is a person that is not able to grip reality. Right. Is a person that, that is not able to give you wins. Mm. Is a person that doesn't know your love language, doesn't know how to communicate.
Yes.
And so I've dated those in the past. Mm. And I've been those in the past. And so, and I still fall into my same tendencies
we
now.
We all do. We're human,
you
bro.
Know. Yeah. To now, you know, mm-hmm. I still do. I noticed that in my current relationship, what is could be deemed mm-hmm. an undateable characteristic is, I have a really difficult time in the midst of an argument, mm-hmm. in the midst of me being hurt, in the midst of me being in my feelings. I have a really difficult time accepting my partner's perspective.
Okay. I was going to say criticism or just in general their perspective.
Well, criticism can jump it off.
Okay.
But let's say there's an argument that happens mm-hmm. and I'm like, "Oh, yeah, but you did this."
Right.
You know, I have a problem with like if someone is pointing the finger at me at something that I had done, I have to then talk about what did you do?
You got to get a point back.
Yeah, what did you do? And that is the
Is that a trigger? Would you call that, would you diagnose that as a trigger?
I think it stems from me wanting to know that they know that I am still a good person. Mm. That I'm not just doing it randomly. I'm doing it because I am reacting. Okay. If that makes sense. Yeah. Whatever they are complaining
about.
Trying
to clear your
name. Exactly. Yeah. Which is the toxic, it's a toxic trait. Mm-hmm. And I find that most people, obviously I'm able to take a step back mm-hmm. when I feel myself getting there and I'm able to attack it and understand that, like, all right, you know what, you're starting to let your shadow out, and this is the reason why people will leave you, this is the reason why it fell apart in your last couple relationships. Mm-hmm. So
good for you that you're aware of all that though.
Yeah, but it really stems from if Shan wasn't such a good partner, mm-hmm. I would never be able to look at my flaws.
Right.
I would never be able to understand that, okay, there's probably something to this rather than just me always reacting to her criticizing whatever I'm doing. Mm-hmm. There is probably something more deeper that I need to look into before we continue to move forward.
Yeah.
And I think that I would not have been able to do that mm-hmm. without getting in a relationship. So I feel so bad for the people out there who cannot find that significant other that can raise them out of that toxic spiral.
But so both of y'all started work on your, I guess, like your toxic traits more after you got into a relationship or before?
After, for me.
For you, it was after.
For me, it was before, and then it really kicked in during.
When you got into it.
So, I mean, but what...
Because I did not even notice.
Yeah. I guess that's what I'm trying to figure out. Like, mm-hmm. so as a single person.
Right.
I'm single.
Yeah.
How did you even come to realize that you had toxic traits that you needed to figure out? Like, how do you self-diagnose? Because usually if you're a toxic person, you're not really aware of it.
No,
right.
So, right.
Like, because maybe I'm toxic.
Yeah, maybe Lois
I don't
is
know.
Toxic.
Yeah, maybe I'm a toxic individual.
Well, what how did your last situation end? If you feel like...
Oh, no, that's fine. Like, what do you mean? Like, was it ugly or like?
Well, how did it? How did you guys get to the point of not working out? Like, what was the straw that broke the camel's back?
Like the actual situation.
Mm-hmm. You can do two prior. You don't have to do the most recent.
There you go, Los.
Oh shit!
We're over here laying our heart out,
man.
Go ahead, bro.
You could do an older one if you want.
I mean, this is. I'm trying to remember like some older ones. Like, what was the?
So Lois, maybe.
So all right, go ahead. No,
listen, I was gonna say if you need help, like for me, to answer your toxic question was, again, I realized that I was the. That's on there.
Yeah, I didn't put that one.
See, bro, that's why I need to manage the key, bro.
I didn't put that on there.
Again, I realized I was the common denominator.
Yeah.
If I sat down all my exes, they would say the same negative things about me. So they were like, you know, he can't communicate. It's got to be his way or the highway. He's never wrong. So on and so forth. So what were all your exes?
I definitely played a role for sure. I projected past insecurities onto her for sure. Mm. I think with our situation, a lot of it just had to do with we had unresolved, or I had unresolved issues with her that we never really worked through.
Because this was a second round.
This was the third round.
Oh, this is third round.
Third round. Yeah. Shoot. For third round. First one was kind of like play. Second round was more like each time it was a little bit more serious. Mm-hmm. But each time it like just fell apart terribly. Mm-hmm. And so the last time it was just like it was not a clean break.
But what were those things from your side that, that you messed up on that you can take responsibility for?
Towards the end of it, I definitely just I stopped trying. So like I would just be like I'd listen. I was just going through the motions, but instead of being honest about where I was at, mm-hmm. I kind of stayed around thinking maybe something might change. So I kept on going through the motions, kind of playing the game, mm-hmm. not being very honest with myself or her, and giving her by being honest with her, giving her the choice of whether or not she wanted to keep dealing with me. You know what I mean? So it was
so you were more or less living in a fantasy, not reality situation. Well, I guess you both were to a certain degree.
I think so. You could in a way. I guess that's fair.
And I only
what,
said it
what oh, gotcha. Qualities about her would you say is not something that you could date, that if you had to take out the qualities of her that definitely caused this to crash and burn? Or would you say it's completely on me?
I think with this situation, it would be kind of the unwillingness at times to address things that we'd never resolved in the past.
Yeah.
I don't know. Man, that's a tough one. Because I feel like I'm almost picking on her by saying that.
I think that, here's what I'll say. And this is something that I've noticed about you is that you're a very giving person.
Yeah.
You're a very, I'll fix it so you don't have to fix it.
Yeah.
And I think that is from the outside looking in, because I only know a minute part of the story.
Right.
But from what I've saw as your friend, I look at it like, this woman had things that she needed to work on, and I don't know if she was willing to, because I don't think that she even knows that there are issues in her.
That's probably fair.
And you know,
yeah.
And you being such a nice person, you're not going to paint those out per se.
And not only that, but I'm, to your point, I have a tendency to look past flaws, especially in women. And I'm not sure if it's because of how I was raised. I mean, most of my childhood was just my mother, and then the other half was with my stepfather, who's my daddy adopted me. But his whole thing was like strong and silent, like just get it done. Like, it is what it is, deal with it, get it done. That's it. And my mother was a very strong woman, so like my whole life I've had strong examples of adults, like people who just like, yo, sometimes shit sucks, you just got to deal with it. So I think because of that, I tend to like, I'll see a flaw and just be like, that's all right, like, we'll take care
of it. But see, that's what I mean, it's back to childhood. You know, it's all about and that also reverts to, it's also about self-awareness. If you were self-aware of your childhood in your relationship, you would have been able to maneuver better.
And I became aware of it towards the end.
Exactly.
Towards the end, that's when I became aware of the issues that I was starting to like throw onto her.
So at that point, was it too late?
Oh, it was hard.
So that's what I'm saying. So rap. Childhood, you know, and then that whole self-awareness thing, bro. Because you also like, you want to figure out what your hard like knows, your hard deal breakers,
non-negotiables.
Are. Your non-negotiables.
Right.
Because so many people are, especially when you're younger, in your 20s or whatever, you know what I'm saying? So many people are fixated on like, what I want. I want this type of girl. I want this type of man. But as you get older, you start to realize, I know more so what I don't want.
Yeah,
I got a concrete list.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Of this ain't gonna work for me, and guess what, if you can relay that in the best way to deliver this message to your partner, because it's all in delivery, if you can relay that message to your partner, they're now gonna know how you operate. They're gonna know, like, I know for Los, this is a hard no,
right?
And the only way she knows that is if you communicate that to her.
And I think that's the thing that I learned, is that communication is the thing that I have to, like,
which is so interesting that you say that, because I feel like with you and I, you're such a open book.
Well, and I am pretty, I'm pretty open with people.
Yeah. But when it comes to relationships,
Relationships, I can be a little bit withdrawn.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I'm always willing to talk. There's something that bothers me, like, if it depends on how much it bothers me. Like, if it's just a little thing, I'm gonna deal with it and keep going. But if it's something that really shakes me, like bothers me to my core, I'm gonna bring it up and I'm gonna try to have a discussion about it. And if you're not willing to have that discussion, you try to, like, mm-hmm. you know, brush it to the side or make it a smaller deal than it is. Like, at that point, that's when I'm like, all right, like,
this ain't gonna work.
You have to respect what I'm feeling, just like you would want me to respect what you're feeling. So I think that's the biggest thing that I took out of that last mm-hmm. situation, was I just have to be myself. I have to make sure that I'm communicating better. That way I'll get better communication back.
But see, those are you taking the lessons and not losses. That's you pointing the finger at yourself.
Definitely.
For the next relationship, you're like, okay, got to make sure I remember this.
To your point, that came as I got older.
Yeah.
Exactly. When I was younger, I would just bulldoze right through shit and be like, on to the next
one. And that's what I was asking you, like, is that an age thing or an experience thing or both, when you said, like, you kind of grew into the person you are, you know, today?
Yeah, I it's hard for me to say, because, you know, with this topic specifically, mm-hmm. I feel I have been fortunate.
Yeah.
I feel like I have been lucky. Most people who were the same as I am are not in the same position mm-hmm. as I am.
Sure.
And I think that is really a test to my adaptability.
Yeah.
And so it's really interesting, because in my past, I was extremely toxic, you know. I was arguably undateable. Mm. I think that what made me dateable was my potential. You know, and everyone made exceptions for me. But most people don't have that luxury.
Yeah.
They don't have the ability to have this, like, oh, but he has this that is so great.
Bro.
And so I got very, very lucky a lot of times. Friends of mine who grew up with the same background, who had the same issues, the same characteristics, the same character flaws, are single.
Mm-hmm.
Can't figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
Can't hold the relationship down.
Yeah.
And I think what is very, very, very interesting, you said this in the beginning, was when I would get out of a relationship, it would be like, well, we ended because...
Right.
Because
you point the finger.
You did this.
You did that.
You know what I mean? We ended because you kind of pushed me to
you
that
suck.
Edge. You know? You pushed me to that edge. And I noticed, like, a favorite line of mine was like, I don't have this issue with anybody else but you. you know,
and it's so, not me, it's you.
Yeah, and so that is like a thing that I find that men do a lot.
Yes,
you know, we have this ability to be like, you know what, I have five other friends, and I'm friends with these other girls, and none of them have just said this about me. Why are you acting like I'm this toxic person?
It's because they're unaware that every situation is different.
Yeah.
And the other thing I want to,
but they're really not. That's the thing.
Oh,
they're really not. That we ignore them. They're everything is different per se, but the same issues are always around.
Yeah, but how you resolve those same issues is totally different.
Right, but the same character flaws are there. The same things that I do to that woman, I do to the other woman. But the difference
they just
is
look past it.
Not even look past it. They just don't operate. It doesn't bug them, or it doesn't piss them off, or whatever it may be. Or I'm not having sex with them. You know
what I was referring.
Then each situation is different.
Yeah.
Well, what I was saying was like how your problems in your marriage may be different than my problems in my marriage, and every situation is different. Mm-hmm. That's what I meant. Mm-hmm. But I also want to tease something up really quick, because I think if someone's watching and let's say they can relate to the person that's working on themselves, right? Yeah. For their person, you know, their future person, be careful. And I'm gonna tell you why. You're still under construction.
Yeah.
And my homegirl, Leticia, told me, shout out to Leticia. She said, not everyone can hold space while you're under construction.
Right.
And you're not required to.
Yeah, you're not required to. And so
really you shouldn't. I don't think you should.
Well, and so more specifically, because if you now you're vulnerable, right?
Yeah.
And guess who sees vulnerability light up like a Christmas tree?
Toxic.
Mr. or Mrs. Manipulator.
Yep.
They see you and they're like, oh.
Licking their chops.
Birdman hand rub. You know what I'm saying? Okay, you vulnerable? Let me slide in.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So be careful, because just because that Mr. and Mrs. Manipulator checks those new boxes that you have, right? Because you made your new list, because I've worked on myself, I'm new and improved. Just because they check those boxes, that doesn't mean it's sustainable.
Yeah.
Right? People can put on an act for so long. And so you got to say no to good to say yes to great.
Mm.
Say no to good so that you can say yes to great. Make sure you're not attracting Mr. and Mrs. Repeat. You want to attract Mr. and Mrs. Right.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm. Yep.
So again, not everyone can hold space while you're under construction, while you're working on yourself. So protect your energy, right? Protect your light, because people will come for that real quick.
Careful
because
who you give your gold to.
Right. That part. Oh, is that personal? Personal problem?
My dad, you know, when I would grow up, he used to have talks with me when I was a kid all the time. Like, you know, you have the gold. Be careful who you give it to.
Don't share it.
Yeah.
Or be careful who you share it with, rather.
Yeah.
Wow, that's deep.
Yeah. What we're going to do now, guys, we have had a voice note submission. Mm-hmm. And we're going to listen to it.
Thank you.
I think there is a question in there. Okay. I hope there is a question in there.
Do you want to hit the news?
Oh, yes.
This is the latest dispatch.
So we have a voice note that had just received. We have just received. And we're going to listen to it and see what she has to say.
Will I be single? Or I'm guessing it's that one.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, Jared. I want to comment on the topic of will I be single?
I already knew it was coming.
First of all.
I already knew.
What was that?
Bruh.
Hey, Jared.
Hey, don't make fun of our listener.
Hey, it's a voice note, not your sex line.
Hey,
get out of here.
Hey, Los is single.
I appreciate it.
Los is single. What's good?
She has a great voice. I'm poking fun. That was a
for me.
She has a great voice.
Los is single.
She has a great voice.
I'd much rather
perk
hear
my
you.
Ears up. I'm not gonna lie.
I saw it.
I was like,
saw.
Whoa, hold on. She was like,
hey, Jared.
Yeah.
Hey, Jared.
I'd much rather hear you than read you.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Nah. Yeah. No, I liked her voice. That was nice. All right. Back to whoever she is.
Yeah.
Hey, Jared, I want to comment on the topic of will I be single forever. Lately, that's really how I've been feeling. I'm 23 years old. I live in Atlanta, which is a city where if you go out, most people are booed up. It seems like everyone is in a relationship but me. Last night, I literally just caught a guy that I was with on Sunday out with another girl. Which isn't the first time that that's happened. So my hopes are kind of down right now. hoping to move to LA. Maybe my dating life will be a little bit better out there. But yeah, I don't know. It seems like I'll be single forever. I'm not going to claim that. I honestly release all of that drama. And I encourage anyone else that feels like they're going to be single forever, if you want a relationship, to just focus on yourself, do things you love, and hopefully you'll attract the right person. That's what I'm trying to do. But seriously, this topic hit home. Also, I'm not going to deny that I definitely need to take responsibility, because I do like to have multiple boyfriends. I love the advice that you guys gave.
Whoa.
If you're between the ages of like 18 and 24, to just stay single because everyone is cheating. And that's true, but I still want love. I don't know. It's super confusing. I feel like
too
people
young.
Who are single,
yeah,
it's because they don't know what they really want. And I will say I fall into that category.
Enjoy. You're 23 years old.
Okay.
You're 23. Like, relax.
So, here's my first response to that is, first of all, thank you so much for your voice submission. I much rather hear you than to read you. And when I mean that, the stories are great and I appreciate those, yeah. But I also just, there's a different level of connectability that we have when you send a voice note. So any future viewers out there, please send voice notes. We love them.
Thank you.
And then second of all, you're 23.
Yeah.
You don't need a relationship right now. And I actually will, applaud you. To if you are really into multiple partners, if you want to date around, I respect that and I support that.
She's into it for herself,
right?
Not for the people she's dating, though,
right?
It's not, but there's not a problem with that.
Why?
So it's okay for her to have multiple partners, but she doesn't want to see the people she's dating have multiple partners.
Good point. I didn't even put that together.
Yeah, she was like, oh, I saw a guy I was with on Friday outside. Like, okay, but you just said you have multiple boyfriends.
So
you're 23. Stay single. You're confused.
So Los, what advice would you give her from just listening to them?
Stay single.
Yeah.
And don't think moving to LA is going to fix dating problems, because that ain't, that, I mean, you can find shit anywhere. There's a lot more shit in LA.
Yeah.
Not saying there's more in LA than there's Atlanta, but like, you know.
Okay, so
just stay single. You're 23.
Yes.
Enjoy your life.
Yeah.
Enjoy your life. So stay single is my quick response. Yeah. But I met my wife in LA. So there is hope out here.
Not to say, I mean,
there is hope.
But you knew what I'm saying.
I told you, you got me.
I met my wife in LA too.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying.
But I will say this. even digging deeper as to why you should still stay single at 23. Can we all recall when we were 23 years old?
Man. Yeah. Oh, I can.
You didn't want to date me when I was 23.
You did not want to date me when I was 23.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe you did, but
it
wasn't a good idea.
I'll give you a really good time, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'll have fun.
Oh, I'll be your shot of whiskey.
You'll have fun. Yeah,
I'll be your shot of whiskey. You know what I'm saying?
My toxic traits at 23, I'm telling you, probably would have had the best
Hell
sex
no.
of your life.
Right. Ooh. Clap. Bomb,
you know.
What you got?
Yeah. I would put it on you.
Lay it down.
There's nothing better than toxic sex. I will say that.
I will say that. So the reason why I think you should stay single.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
The person you are at 23.
Mm. Tell them.
Hopefully is not the person you are at 27,
yep.
at 30, at 33, etc. Yep. And I bring that up because it's hard as it is to find someone that you can grow with.
Yeah.
When you're 23, you just work on you growing.
You don't even know yourself yet.
You don't know yourself. Yeah. You don't know who you're going to be. And if you, as a woman who mature better and, well, no, sorry, not better, faster than men typically, your man damn sure ain't going to be maturing at 23 years old. So you're going to be doing all this work by yourself on, you know what I'm saying?
Still dating high schoolers, basically.
Yeah.
You're still dating 17-year-olds.
I said this last episode. Stay single.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Stay single. Mm-hmm. Enjoy your life. You coming out to LA? Get it. COVID will be over soon. Enjoy your life.
Yes.
It's never going away.
And I will say, to your point of figure out what you want.
Yeah.
Because listening to that, I really do believe that she doesn't want to date other people.
No, she's having fun.
I think that she is reacting to the man that she's dating now. Yeah. I think that she wants love.
I think she wants to have fun.
You do?
I do.
Yeah. No, well,
do.
Well, so I think she wants to have fun, but like she said, I'm still hopeful.
Yeah.
Right.
So I want to put that energy out there, right? But like you said, know what you want. And that's all back to self-work.
Yeah.
But remember what I said. Make sure you know what you don't want.
Mm-hmm.
More so, mm-hmm. in my opinion, than mm-hmm. what you do want. Because what you do want will come. You're going to have quantity, right? But what you don't want is the shit that's going to fuck you up.
Right.
That's the shit you're going to have trauma with. That's the shit you're going to have to repair. And unfortunately for the next man to come, he's like, damn, you coming out of this baggage? Come on now.
So that is a problem right there. There is a possibility that you are undateable because you haven't cleaned up your baggage yet.
That's right.
And here's the thing.
Carry on only.
I have seen your profile. I was the one who put that together. You sent it to me. And you do not have to settle for anything you do not want.
Mm.
You are a good-looking girl. Mm. You are able. You have choice. You do not need to.
You have options.
You will have options.
You do not need to deal with men who you are finding on dates when you go to whatever.
Can we just say this honestly? No woman has to deal with it. Every woman has options. Trust me.
And
there's a guy. Believe.
Uh-oh.
Every woman on earth has multiple options.
Yes.
More so than men have multiple.
Like, you better tell them.
Y'all have the power, whether you realize it or not.
I got the power.
Yes.
Y'all got the power. And if there were no women on this earth, we would be filthy, nasty, dirty, non-bathing, nasty motherfuckers.
Exactly.
Soup sandwich is just a shitty mess, just sloppy as fuck.
Speak for yourself, bro.
You would be. You wouldn't, because all the shit we do is to get women.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like, otherwise, we would just be fighting and killing each other and eating like raw meat.
So for your 23-year-old self, stay single. And when you're ready to date, say no to good so you can say yes to great.
So we have reached the point of the episode where we are going to read comments and stories from the listener.
Enjoy the podcast. Hey.
What number do we want to start off with here?
Yeah, throw it out there. What you guys got? And by the way, so today we have 22. And not only do we have 22, these are some lengthy answers. So that means we're doing something right.
For
the people to take their time and to ask away. So we appreciate you guys.
Yeah. So my favorite number is 8.
Bruh.
So let's start with 8.
Let's get it. Oof. This is a good one.
Uh-oh.
I know someone who's pretty damn good looking.
Uh-oh.
Has his own company, has quite a bit of money, but cannot hold down a relationship. See, after knowing him for a few years, I've come to realize that there's quite a bit of reasons why.
Uh-oh.
And he wants to settle down and have kids.
Uh-oh.
But the largest overarching one is he cannot and refuses to take responsibility for his actions. And refuses to accept that he plays a role in the demise of all of his relationships. He pulls the victim card every time. There's obviously two sides of the story, but this man will not see his role in things. He's also very emotionally unavailable because he comes from a culture that doesn't encourage men to open up and express emotions.
Whoa.
Until this man realizes that he plays a role in all the things that have happened to him, he will not be able to hold down a legit relationship with a woman who is ready for that. We see through the bullshit, and it never lasts long.
Yeah, Damon. So you better get your act together. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I will say this. She said, wait, go back to the first sentence. So she said this is her friend?
Well, the first sentence
This is somebody that she wants to date and says apparently screwed her over a few times and she's mad as fuck.
Exactly. Because he won't live up to the potential that you see in him. Can I take the lead on this?
Yes, fella? Yes, handle it.
Listen. You gotta go through it to grow through it.
Mm.
One more time for the people in the back. You gotta go through it to grow through it. You, not him. Control what's in your control. Don't worry about him. Don't worry if the writing is on the wall for you and you're like, bruh, this is common sense. Fix your shit so we could be Don't worry about that. You work on what you can control.
Mm-hmm.
Don't even trip about him.
Mm-mm.
Say no to good so you can say yes to great. He obviously doesn't want to change. And guess what?
He don't want you.
That part.
Yeah, we're going to get into the real nitty gritty real quick.
Because listen, even if he changed for you, which clearly he doesn't want to.
No.
And clearly he doesn't want you.
Nope.
Even if he did, he will end up building resentment towards you. You made me change. I'm doing this because of you, right? He's going to be mad at you. You want someone to change from the best place, a genuine place, because that's sustainability. That's not going to last. As you know, we see through the bullshit and it won't last long. So you said that.
Yeah.
What you got, Los? Go ahead, bro.
I mean, that was great. That was great advice.
Oh, we get
I'm
it?
Just, yeah, I mean, okay. That was just,
honestly,
man, that was.
Honestly, he does not look like some, he does not sound like somebody mm-hmm. who wants a relationship.
He's not ready for the settle down.
Honestly, and maybe this is like guilty conscious talking here.
Yeah.
But like, I see validity in everything you guys are saying, first of all.
Yeah.
I think you guys are making great points. But I also see like, he might just not like her.
It
could be that, and it's not a knock on her.
Or it may not be her. He just doesn't want to settle down. He's not ready for the relationship life, as you are, clearly.
And so, like, all these knocks on him and stuff, like, maybe he's not quite as horrible as she's making him seem. Maybe he's just not trying to be in a relationship, and so she takes his actions as
personal.
Terrible traits, and she takes personal.
Yeah, but there is something to say when all of your relationships, you're the victim in that relationship. Because it says in there that
every
relationship that he has gotten out of, it was the other person's fault.
Well, no. Sorry. Let me clarify. So he cannot and refuses to take responsibility for his actions and refuses to accept that he plays a role in the demise of all his relationships. He pulls the victim card every damn time. So,
see what I'm saying?
This sounds like somebody who's just, she sounds bitter. I'm sorry. She sounds bitter. Sounds bitter.
Gunshot.
I mean, I do agree.
Like, how do you know he does this in every relationship? Every relationship, or are you a best friend? See, maybe that's the context I'm missing.
She didn't say that she dated him.
That's true. She didn't. But
she didn't say that.
I know someone who's pretty damn good looking, has his own company, has quite a bit of money, but cannot hold down a relationship. So, yeah. Oh.
This is her looking at this dude who is her friend. Now, I don't know the situation.
I see your point.
I don't know the situation, but I'm just going off of what she had put in the story.
The verbiage. Mm-hmm. And the hostility
is very hurt.
And the amounts of caps lock.
Yes.
Just leads me to believe,
lets me further know
that she likes this guy. And I could be dead wrong here.
Right? Yes.
But
yes,
it
yes,
feels
yes.
like she likes him and he don't like her.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
she's in a friend zone?
She's in the friend zone. Or maybe she's not in a friend zone. Maybe he's just been fucking around with her, having a good time. And
yeah, but we're adding context now.
Yeah, we are.
We're adding
right.
to the story.
It's hard. Yeah. You know what? I'm
no, yeah. We're good. Move on. Pick
going
a
down the rabbit hole. Let's
pick
go.
A number. Pick
let's
a number.
Keep going.
What you got, Lowe's?
He don't like you. let's do half of what Jared picked. Number four.
Ooh. Number four. People, stay single. Because everybody is fucking too early. Hold on. And there's no chase anymore. People are selfish and just want to satisfy their short desires. So I think
that.
It says everybody is fucking too early. Everyone's fucking too early.
Probably
yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
too quick. Like
my bad. Everyone's fucking too early. Got it. Correct to some degree.
Yeah.
Now, so
I like to fuck on the first date.
No, fucking on the first date.
Damn it. says the man is about to have a daughter. Hey, baby girl, earmuffs. Daddy's tripping.
No, we'll get into it.
Okay, so I just want to add this.
Own your sexuality, everybody.
I want to touch on something that she says, people are selfish and just want to satisfy their short desires. So, to your point.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Well, hold on. To your point. Happiness begins when selfishness ends. Nah, y'all ain't ready.
I'll say this. I think
I'll give you a cheers though, but
I think there's something to that, and I call it like the Netflix syndrome, right?
Yeah.
Like people are selfish.
Yeah.
And it kind of correlates with like Netflix. Like I think a lot of times people don't date seriously because they're like,
so many options.
I might miss out on something else. It's kind of like Netflix, right? You just you keep scrolling.
Yeah.
Every now and then you find something good. You finally settle on it, but you're like, do I want to pick this one?
Because
there might
be
something
45 minutes.
You know what I mean? So I think there's like this like Netflix syndrome thing going on with people these days where it's like, what's around the corner? And it doesn't help when you have things like Instagram where you can literally see like a menu of whatever you want, and it's like everywhere it's accessible to you. So yeah, I don't know. There's something to that.
But this person's also very clear on what they don't want.
There you go.
What do they not want?
They don't want to fuck on the first date, I'll tell you that much.
Boo.
Boo. All right. Jay, it sucks. Give me another number.
Let me get, how many you said we went up to
22?
Can we do, in honor of being single?
Last one.
Number one. One is the loneliest number that you'll ever do.
Hey.
Boom, got it.
Two. Oh, I didn't know we were going to keep going. It's the lonely number next to number one. Good one is the loneliest number.
I don't think anyone is undateable. We often see...
Ha, you're wrong already. Wow. There's some undateable assholes out there.
We often see people dating even though they have the most unattractive traits according to society. Enjoy the pup. I think someone can be single forever if they don't put themselves out there and they don't have a social circle to go out and meet people. Mm. So, and the disclaimer is, sorry for my English, I'm French, but I think you'll get the idea of what I'm trying to say. Thank you for the disclaimer.
And you are, see, and her...
This is great English.
That was great English. We understood everything.
Round, hey, great English.
What is going on? Hey, look, you see? All right, first of all, great job. You read it out loud before you sent it, obviously. I think she has a point. I kind of agree that I don't think anybody is necessarily undateable.
Lies.
And I'll say why, because somebody will date somebody.
Somebody, for everyone.
It's gonna be a shitty ass relationship.
Oh yeah, sure.
It's gonna be fucking
trash. I'm not saying it's gonna be a good relationship. I'm just saying anybody can get a date. Anybody that wants to, like, you may not look. Maybe it's not gonna be the person you want to be with. But
remember last episode you said I'm a romantic. You're a romantic.
No, I'm not. But mine isn't in a romantic way. Mine's not necessarily romantic.
Okay, what is your?
Like, I'm kind of saying like you can settle. Like
there's somebody for everybody.
I believe
there.
That. But not necessarily like a soulmate.
But just because you can doesn't mean you should.
Right. Mm. That's what I'm saying. Mm. Like, there's some asshole out there that'll date some other asshole.
That's right. But what was your... You said you're wrong.
Yes. No. There is people who are undateable. And if you are choosing somebody who you think everybody can find somebody, yada, 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 that whole thing, at the end of the day, you are choosing a toxic, bad relationship that is not going to help you grow.
That's my... Yeah. That's
and,
what I mean.
And that is undateable. Period. If you are settling, that is undateable. If you are not trying to find someone that compliments you and helps you grow, that is undateable. There's too many choices out here for you to be settling for trash.
Mm. Mm. Mm.
I agree. Mm. But I still don't think there's anybody that's undateable. Somebody's gonna date somebody.
Yes, they're gonna.
You're right in everything you say.
They're gonna date somebody, but it's gonna be miserable. Terrible.
Right? Yeah, you're right.
I almost rather you just go out and have sex for one night stands than to date an undateable person.
Mister, I fuck on the first date.
I do. I do. I do. I do. I do. I do.
We give it up over here.
Yeah, we do. I think most guys do.
I'm easy over here. Yeah, you know what
I think.
Saying?
I think most guys do, and JD does not.
Okay, we didn't say we were easy.
JD, you got to hop through hoops to get.
Hey, no, but hey, listen. With my current wife, we actually waited to have sex.
40 dates.
Four or five months.
Whoa, but you guys didn't even live in the same city.
But I saw her.
Oh,
No.
Hold on. Get the fuck. That doesn't count.
Hold up.
You literally
hold
couldn't.
Up. Hold you up. Hold up.
Explain yourself.
Hold up.
Bruh. The four, one time out of each month that you saw her, you wouldn't have sex?
First of all, I saw her every 3 weeks.
Okay.
Once a month. I saw her every 3 weeks.
Once a month.
Twice every, you know.
Did she set the boundary or did you set the boundary?
We both did. So when we met,
no.
She's like, we're not having sex for 4 or 5 months. And he was like, that's fine with me. Right. I don't care.
Yes, ma'am.
Make it 6 months.
Fuck, sex isn't everything.
Sex. How dare you? I didn't even want to have sex with you. Like, I respect your.
You don't
got
to tell me twice.
Yeah.
No. Your hands
I
off
was already
me.
Planning it.
Yeah.
Pervert.
Funny you should mention that. Yeah. No. Freak. But I. But no, we waited.
Yeah. Congratulations, by the way. That's awesome.
Thank you. And we actually read the book.
What book?
The Wait.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
By Devon Franklin and Megan Good.
God damn.
Okay.
All right. Yep.
That's a wrap.
So, everybody, thanks for listening. We're going to catch you next week. All right. Goodbye.
You done?
I'm done.
Yeah.